This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An outfit called Risk Management Solutions has used a computer model to predict that last week's terrible tornado in Oklahoma could cost insurance companies $3.5 billion. Bloomberg News is reporting this does not include wrecked cars covered under auto policies. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark is in Oklahoma looking at some of the more human costs of the disaster, and she joins us from just outside the hardest-hit areas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you seeing now?
Well, it's a simultaneously heartbreaking and heartwarming scene. There is so much destruction. It looks like whole neighborhoods have just gotten thrown in a blender. Mattresses are impaled on the tops of trees. I met one family who had a son who was trapped in the collapsed Plaza Towers Elementary School. And this same family also lost their house. And yet there they were, coming over to a friend and neighbors of theirs who also lost everything to give her some gift cards from Target because they say they're taken care of and they want to help their community too. Here's a bit of what the mother, Elise Duby, said.
We don't need it all, so we're trying to reach out to other people that have been affected.
And Chrissy, what's been the situation with volunteers and donations? I mean, is there enough?
Well, right now, there appears to be more than enough. One Red Cross shelter I went to has a sign that says, "No more donations, please." And one of the women running food at the shelter kept trying to get me to eat some of it because she said they had too much and they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you saw that with Hurricane Sandy relief. The Red Cross just this week was talking about being unable to spend about a third of the $300 million it raised after that storm. So is it a good or bad thing to have this large response?
Well, of course, it's a good thing in the grand scheme of things. But what I've been noticing is that there's this sort of interesting and difficult mismatch, so to speak, in the markets of giving and the markets of need. Part of that is because there's only so much a family needs right now. Of course, down the road, they're going to need to replace everything. But for the time being, where do they put it? I spoke to one woman named Michelle who lost the home she was renting and everything in it. And she had this plea.
You know, when it first happened, everybody was rushing to donate and give stuff. But that stuff is slowing down now. And it's nice if people remember that it's going to be months and things down here are still really, really bad.
So that's something for all of us to keep in mind as we go forward.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark in Oklahoma. Thank you very much.
Thank you.